USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort. With about 67% of anticipated votes counted, no to the recall is leading 65-34%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. And NBA players will not be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 when the new season starts in October. ESPN reporting that the NBA Players Association has refused to allow a vaccine mandate to be included in the league's COVID protocols and procedures. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Arizona's Attorney General is taking aim at President Biden's vaccine mandates. Tim Burke has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot.
And Haiti's chief prosecutor is seeking to charge the country's prime minister in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Prosecutor Bedford Claude has asked a judge to ban Prime Minister Ariel Henry from leaving the country, calling him a flight risk. The investigation into the July assassination of Moïse in a highly coordinated attack continues, with prosecutors claiming that one of the suspects arrested in the killing called Henry twice after the assassination. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says they've seen more than 240,000 pediatric cases of COVID over the last week, as the majority of children have returned to classrooms. Dr. Richard Besser says that he's glad to see that there's a focus on keeping kids in schools. But the former head of the CDC and current CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells CBS News that there are plenty of steps that need to be taken to keep schools open and students safe.
I'm really thrilled that this year we are focused on keeping children in classrooms learning as much as possible. But to do that safely, we need to make sure that schools are doing the things that have been shown to reduce transmission. And that means ensuring that everyone is wearing masks, that there's social distancing, that ventilation has been addressed by simple things such as opening the window, that you're requiring people to be vaccinated, and that you're implementing testing. The CDC recommends in areas where there's significant or high levels of transmission that there be routine and regular testing programs for anyone who's not fully vaccinated. And that's something that we're not seeing in a lot of places, and it could go far to make it safer for kids. I expect that this fall we're going to see a lot of schools that have to shut down briefly, but hopefully with testing, and hopefully if more and more adults roll up their sleeves and get the shots, we can keep kids in school much more than we otherwise would this fall, which is where they belong.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.